This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne.
And I'm Steve Inskeep. This week on Morning Edition, we're reporting on several alternatives for restructuring Social Security. President Bush has often pointed to the work of his Social Security Advisory Commission. During his first term, that commission produced three models for change. The one that has received the most attention from the White House is called Model 2. As we continue our series this morning, NPR's John Itzde examines that plan.
President Bush has advocated personal accounts as part of a plan to overhaul Social Security, but personal accounts don't solve the system's financial problem, its looming insolvency. Over the next 75 years, there's a $3.7 trillion gap between what the system has promised in benefits and the resources it will have. And over an even longer time frame, that gap will rise to more than $10 trillion. The president has yet to reveal how he would solve this problem, but the measures in Model 2 would do the job, says economist Kent Smetters, a former Bush administration Treasury official who worked with Mr. Bush's Social Security Commission.
It completely eliminates the $10.4 trillion imbalance in the Social Security system. In fact, it more than eliminates it.
Model 2 does that by breaking Social Security's traditional commitment to keep retiree benefits rising in lockstep with the overall society's standard of living. That commitment is based on linking initial benefits to the rise in wages during the worker's career. Model 2 cuts that link and replaces it with a link to price inflation. Since prices rise more slowly than wages, future benefits will rise more slowly, too.
Social Security currently promises future retirees a larger benefit than current retirees, even after you adjust for inflation. Moving to price indexing will basically say that future retirees will receive the same benefit after inflation as current retirees, so they could buy the same goods and services as current retirees.
That sounds benign, but make no mistake, it's a big change. In the early years of price indexing, retirees wouldn't notice much difference because price increases only lag wage increases by about 1% a year. Over the long term, however, a switch to price indexing would change Social Security dramatically. Ned Gramlich, who headed a Social Security commission in the mid-1990s, says if initial benefits had been indexed to prices when Social Security got started in the late 1930s, today's top benefit would not be around $20,000. He estimates it would be only $4,000 to $5,000 a year.
This would be a very low standard of living. Back in 1940, a lot of people didn't have indoor plumbing. Nobody had television, VCRs, any of that kind of thing. And retirees wouldn't have the wherewithal to buy some of the things that have been the fruits of American progress.
Still, says Kent Smetters, technically speaking, price indexing wouldn't actually cut the real value of the Social Security benefit. It would merely hold it constant.
Future retirees will not actually get a lower benefit than current retirees. So it sounds like it's very easy. The problem with this approach, however, is that future retirees, they're going to see people around them consuming a lot more and more, whereas they will be consuming the same benefit as people today.
So, says Smetters, moving to price indexing would change the nature of Social Security.
Social Security, over time, would basically just make sure that people consume a minimal standard of living in retirement. And so it would fundamentally change the character of Social Security away from a pension program to more like an anti-poverty program over time.
On the other hand, another feature of Model 2 would ensure that no one, even low-income workers, would receive a Social Security benefit below the poverty line. It would mandate a minimum benefit of 120% of the poverty level. The power of price indexing to solve Social Security's financing problems has caught the attention of the White House. During his State of the Union address, the president mentioned it as one of the many options for fixing Social Security that is on the table. Other White House officials have targeted wage indexing, the current method of determining initial benefits, as one of the problems with the Social Security system. Some congressional plans to overhaul Social Security also feature a move to price indexing as a way to make the system solvent. One, sponsored by South Carolina Senator Lindsey Graham, a Republican, uses a modified version, essentially applying price indexing to high-income workers and retaining the more generous wage indexing for low-income workers. John Itzde, NPR News, Washington.
tomorrow a congressional plan that would make Social Security solvent without using price indexing.